Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
Yes, he's a fourth generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
New lunchtime hour on 97.3 The Fan. Here on the Brayden Sir Prenant Show, he's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Sir Prenant. Let's talk a little bit more about Padres baseball. We teased it long enough, but the Padres made a signing yesterday. By the way, did you notice that? Did you see the Skip Schumacher is now the manager of the Rangers?
I did see that. Congratulations.
That didn't take very long.
No, it did not.
I didn't see any. Did that report break last night?
I have no idea.
Because it was just like, oh, here's a press conference of Skip Schumacher as the new manager of the Rangers.
I saw it on that CBS Sports article from
about the manager.
That I put on there, but I...
Like he was going to be available, right?
No, it said he was hired.
Oh, yeah. When did that happen?
I have no idea. I'm going to the Rangers website.
What was the news on that?
Was it announced at the same time as...
Their press conference?
No, was it announced at the same time as Bruce Bochy announcing he would step aside?
Maybe
he
did.
Just kind of...
And we missed it?
It just kind of flew under the radar?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm trying to find, like... When the news broke, it must have happened a couple of days ago because Jeff Kolb for Fox 4 in Texas said, here's what we know about Rangers' new manager, Skip Schumacher. That was on October 4th. I was so preoccupied, all these other things, not paying attention to Texas Rangers. October 3rd, He was named the manager on October 3rd.
What else was happening on October 3rd?
Let me check my calendar. On October 3rd, that was a... Oh.
It was Padres baseball.
That was the day after the Padres got eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's why we missed it.
Forgive us if we were a little preoccupied with something else.
Yeah. Apparently, Bennett Woods talked about it all week. Oh, well. Must have missed it.
Well, we know how tight Woodsy and Skip Schumacher are.
That's true. Yeah, well. But he's the new manager of the Rangers. New to us. We also had another update, too. What is the...
What's happening?
Another news we got. Hang on. National media is finally realizing that Julian Sand is the clear frontrunner to win the Heisman Trophy.
Hey, there you go.
How about that?
It only took 7 weeks.
That's great. The Carlsbad kid. Love it. I like throwing in some high school smack talk too, but you know, Heisman Trophy winner. Potentially, which would be great for him. No championships for Carlsbad during that time. So, there's that. We'll talk more high school football later on in the show. Look forward to doing that. There he is. I knew that was going to come. I need money in the chat. Carlsbad, a real North County city, unlike Poway. I got people. We got a big game tonight against Point Loma, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting text messages about it from, I don't know, random Point Loma people have been talking mad smack tonight. And I'm like, okay.
It's going to be fun.
Sounds good. I mean, they're undefeated. They're 6-0. Sounds good. All right. I'm looking forward to it now. I wasn't before. I mean, I take every game seriously. I take every game seriously. But then, just like the kid at Scripps Ranch that was talking smack to me the other day. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about this? Did I say this on air?
No, you told me coming up the elevator today.
Yeah. I'm at the Scripps Ranch Cathedral volleyball game this week. It was after practice. I'm wearing Cathedral stuff, but I was rooting for Scripps, knowing the coach, the assistant coach for Scripps Ranch volleyball. And after the game, this kid just starts running his mouth about Scripps Ranch football and how they're going to destroy us in a football game next week. And I was like, what? I felt like, you ever watch
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
100%. I felt like Nick Cage in National Treasure 2 when he had the kid arguing him about history. Just run along. Just don't run along. So this kid's talking smack. He starts talking smack about how this other kid at Scripps Ranch High School is going to shut down Honor Falave, who is a 5-star recruit who's a jump. I'm just like, all right, dude, whatever. And so I'm like, just please stop talking to me. And then
That's how I interact with 95% of people, by the way. Can you please stop talking to me? Please stop.
The difference is this is a child. I cannot get into this. This is a child. Okay? It's a child. And then this guy keeps continuing to run. I'm like, bro, I live in Scripps, dude. I just relax. Relax. I find out the kid is my across the street neighbor. He didn't even know. I'm just like, okay, well, this is going to make next week even more interesting. I just don't poke the bear. I mean, just don't poke the bear.
This is why you don't talk ass, man. Because you never know.
You never know
if your neighbor is one of the coaches and is about to TP your house after the game is over. You never know when that's going to happen.
Don't poke the bear. Don't do it. I mean, I'm already excited to... every game, we're excited to go out there and play. Don't give me any more motivation than I already need. And so, I guess Point Loma has been running their mouth. And now Scripps Ranch is running their mouth. All right, sounds good. We're locked in. I'm locked in. I'm ready to go. Don't poke the bear. Just don't. We made that mistake last week at De La Salle. And I was like sitting there watching us poke the bear. And I'm like, why are we doing? Don't do this. Stop it. Because in this day and age, like, high school kids like to just get super excited. And it's kind of a weird thing of, like, the kids be kids, but at the same time, you're like, this is not going to end well for us.
I just thought of a perfect drop that I'm going to need to have for Monday.
Congrats to RB, Nate Taylor. Smoked DC last night, 30-0. Love it. But the thing is, like, last weekend's De La Salle is one of the best programs in the country. And I'm sitting there, like, respecting everything about it. And we have kids that, like, get super excited, like kids do. I mean, they're teenagers. They don't know they're better. I'm sitting there, and some of our guys trying to do the intimidation thing. And I'm just like, bro, it's not going to work on these guys. It's not going to work on them. They don't care. They don't care.
Sometimes you
everybody need- else does it to them, too. And you know what they do? They just beat their ass. That's literally what's going to happen. And sure enough, that kind of happened.
Sometimes you need to learn the hard way.
True.
And by the way,
but we'll find out tonight.
I want to get this out of the way because we're going to do our high school football report at the end of the
What do we got here?
I want to apologize.
Okay.
Every single Friday of the high school football season, I have worn my Olympian class ring.
Did you not wear it when they played Otay?
No, I wore it. I didn't wear it last week because they were on bye.
Okay.
They're playing Castle Park tonight. I am sans ring. I forgot, and I just remembered now, and I feel like a dope. So
you're going to lose to the Fighting John Foxes. I'm gonna apologize loses, right now to Olympian football that Frank Marchese, the alumni, has let you down.
I did not
Do you have the built-in excuse?
I do, yes. My built-in excuse is I'm an idiot who doesn't think things through all the way. And I thought to myself yesterday, because I put it in a drawer, I said, because I only wear it once a week. I don't need it to be out all the time. I thought to myself last night before I went to bed, I'm like, let me take this out so I remember to wear it tomorrow. And I forgot. I didn't
Olympian.
Take it out of the drawer.
Poor guys.
Olympian, if you lose tonight.
I don't think they'll lose in the Castle Park.
If you go 5-2. I'll take the full blame for not wearing
that. That's a technical foul on Frank.
I will eat that. I will eat that foul.
I'm extra fired up for this game now. I'm extra fired up. That's all I needed. Just a text message. I'm ready to go. I mean, I already get, like, it comes with the territory coaching at my high school because everybody here in town hates us, which is fine. It comes to the territory. I get it. Don't give me any more incentive to go win. I'm ready to go.
2011, Rod. Olympian wasn't a school in 2006.
2006? Rod just called you old. My apologies to anybody that was class of 06 anywhere in high school. That's more of a joke to Frank than anything else. Juan is mad because Cathedral stole all his Pop Warner friends from him, and he's still salty. You should have joined the Evil Empire, dude. Just join us. It's better that way.
No, don't start with the uncle stuff with me. Don't start with that.
Uncle Marchese.
And now my...
Oh, no, Wilbur's class of 06.
I just got a text from my mom calling me an idiot for forgetting the ring.
Yeah, you are.
After I just offended you in the last segment.
Yep.
Saying that you're more mentally stronger willed than LeBron James. You come in calling me an idiot for forgetting the ring. God.
Did you wear yellow shorts today?
I did not wear yellow shorts today, and I'm not falling into that trap.
I have upset a lot of class of 06. Rod graduated the year I was born. That's going to make him feel old. I'm really just, now I'm poking the bear of the audience at the same time. All right. Let's lock into this Yu Darvish situation, okay?
Yes.
So the Padres signed a Taiwanese pitcher yesterday. International signing of 18-year-old right-handed pitcher Lan Hung Su from Kaohsiung, Taiwan. Su came to Petco Park earlier in the week to tour the facilities and meet members of the Padres front office. His visit was highlighted when he met Padres starter Yu Darvish. According to Su, I chose to wear number 11 because it's the number that Yu Darvish wears. I've always admired Darvish for the way he competes, his pitch quality, and his dedication to training and consistency and hard work every day. I hope to follow his example and continue learning from players like him. The San Diego Padres have agreed to terms with Taiwanese right-handed pitcher Lan Hung Su, president of baseball operations and general manager AJ Preller announced today. Su, who's 18, was the top starting pitcher at Kaesong City Sanmin High School and most recently pitched as the closer for the bronze medaling Chinese Taipei 18U national team in the 18U Baseball World Cup in Okinawa, Japan in September. 6'2", 155-pound right-hander finished the tournament with a 2-0 record, a 2.46 ERA, opponent's average of 192, one extra base hit allowed, and 14 strikeouts to three walks across five appearances. The organization talks about how they're excited to add him, and it says, I chose to join the Padres because I was impressed by the team's environment, competitive history, and development system. Throughout the recruiting process, I really felt that the Padres valued me and believed in my potential. Yu Darvish had a major impact in bringing this kid to the Padres. It's great to see. It's a reason why Yu Darvish can still help out this team and why I think he will be part of the organization, but also why I think he might be close to retirement. I would not be surprised if he does retire. I would not. I think a lot of things point in the direction of that being the case. Yu Darvish in this last year has been a battle in terms of just being healthy enough to pitch. He had a rough outing against the Cubs. And even though a lot of people think, like, well, how is he going to leave the money on the table? The reality of the situation is he's already done it. He asked to be put on the restricted list last season when he was missing time for a personal matter that we don't know about, nor do I need to. He did not collect the money. He didn't need it. He's not going. He is probably going to let it sit there. So I think he could potentially work out a... I think this is not me talking to anybody in the organization. This is me poking around. I think a lot of people and outlets have mentioned the potential retirement of Yu Darvish. This is just kind of my guess of what I think could potentially happen. If I had to make a guess, not really in the guessing business. If I was, you wouldn't know who I was because I would be making a lot of money on my guesses. But for me, I can see a situation in which Yu Darvish and the Padres come to some sort of agreement where he gets some of the money that he's going to give up in retirement as to be a member of the front office to help Hideo Nomo out in the front office and help his recruiting because a lot of young pitchers from Asia value Yu Darvish and love what Yu Darvish has done. They've grew up idolizing him and watching him pitch. I think some of that probably be said with some of the other great Japanese players that we've seen come over to the United States in recent years. And I think there's a value for him to be part of this organization. It doesn't sound like he's going anywhere. If, in fact, he retires, it sounds like him and his family like it here. He's got young kids. He's got a kid that's a senior locally in town. I think it's setting up perfectly for him to potentially transition in the front office. I think he obviously has to make a major decision here, and I'm sure the Padres will respect whatever decision he decides to make. It's his right. They have him under contract for the next three seasons. If he wants to pitch, he has the right to pitch. I don't think they're going to DFA him and then guarantee you have to pay him, but it's an interesting deal. I could see them doing something like that, Frank.
Absolutely. And Darvish is already, he's already been very, very good for this organization as far as recruiting Japanese players. And you also have Hideo Nomo, who I believe is still in the front office for the Padres. So it's not unheard of. And I think there comes a point where he's kind of hit a crossroads these last couple of years. He's had shortened seasons because of whether it be injury or whether it be what's his personal, the personal time he took last year. You can't play forever. And you got to find somewhere to go afterwards, something to do afterwards. And if you want to stay in the game, great. I think this is the perfect avenue because he's not even gone to that ambassador role yet. and he's already bringing guys in. So I think it 100% would make a good, it's a good fit for him. It would make 100% sense for him and the organization if he wants to do it. That's the key. If he wants to do it, I would say if I were the Padres, I'd tell him the door's open. You have a job here for as long as you want.
I'd agree with that. I mean, he was part of the recruiting pitch for
Sasaki
and for Shohei Ohtani. And just because the Padres didn't get them doesn't mean that he's worthless, as a lot of people like to emotionally react to. I think he has definitely a major asset to the Padres. I mean, even just being at spring training like Trevor Hoffman does and working with the young pitchers every once in a while is a major asset, in my opinion. I mean, think about what all the players and all the pitchers that have said working with you, what do they always say about the staff? They always compliment you, Darvish.
Yep.
And what he brings to them from a scouting standpoint, changing pitches, pitch grips, all that stuff, they all learn a ton from you, Darvish. I mean, he can work with a lot of players. And it's cool. I think he's got a spot here. And in a place that he has played the same amount of years as he did in Texas. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. When we come back, we will talk about the Aztecs and Nevada. We'll take a look at the games that impact the college football playoff race as we continue here in the noon hour on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Do the fam. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Soprenant. This is the Braden Soprenant Show, live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. Let's talk about this weekend in college football. We're going to talk about the Aztecs first, then we'll get into the other games that are impacting the college football playoff race. Should be a fun weekend in college football this weekend. A lot of great games out there. I will be sweating through a TCU-Kansas State game at this exact same time I'm calling USD volleyball against Oregon State. Somebody say a prayer for me. That's not fun, ever. In a place where the Frogs don't do very well. Now, the spread has changed. The spread has changed, Frank. Frogs now favored by 2.5 on the road. Kansas State's running back's out.
There you go.
By the way, I want to change my Arizona State pick. Sam Levitt's not playing.
Oh, he's not?
He's not playing.
Huh.
Sounds like he's not playing.
Well, too bad.
He has been knocked down to doubtful. He was probable. He's now doubtful. The spread has now moved to 8.5 for Utah.
That's a shame.
That's a 3-point spread change. That game now is invalidated. I'd say I don't make the rules, but I do. So
that's a shame.
Why? Because you took Utah?
No, we all took Arizona State.
We did.
We're all if we're hanging an L, we're all hanging that L.
That's perfect. Sounds good. Or we can all hang a win. 8.5 is now the spread in that game. All right, let's talk about the Aztecs. Aztecs got Nevada. This will be the 16th time. This will be the 17th time that these two teams have met. No really guarantee that they're going to meet again after this potential year. San Diego State still favored by 7.5. It's a 7:30 kick on CBS Sports Network. 10 meetings since 2014. They're perfect. They're split evenly 5-5. 5 of the last 6 games have been decided by fewer than 7 points. Maybe we should have taken Nevada plus 7.5. Most recent meeting, 2023 at Snapdragon Stadium, Nevada upset San Diego State 6-0, ending a 16-game losing streak and marking one of San Diego State's lowest points offensively. That shutout loss was a turning point to leading to Brady Hoke's, quote, retirement. Aztecs 4-1, 1-0 in the Mountain West, 7.5-point favorite this week, led by head coach Sean Lewis, who's brought tempo and energy to the offense, coming off a strong start and looking to prove that they can dominate teams they should beat. Nevada only win is against Sac State. They went 20-17. They're 1-4, but a lot of their games have been competitive. They just can't finish, and they turn the ball over like crazy. 14 turnovers for the Nevada Wolfpack this season. They actually lead the country in giveaways, and not the fun kind for fans that go to the games. Those are fun giveaways. They're not giving away bobbleheads. Give it away now. Quarterback situation's interesting. Chubba Purdy, who's the brother of Brock Purdy. Fun fact, his name is actually Preston. He was nicknamed Chubba because he weighed 38 pounds at 1 year old. He went on to say, thank the Lord I trimmed out to get the nickname Chubba. I called him Chuba yesterday because I think of Chuba Hubbard, but his name's Chuba. He started the season at quarterback, 40 for 77, 494, 1 touchdown, 8 picks. 1 touchdown on the year to 8 interceptions is crazy. He got benched against Fresno State after 2 interceptions. They put in Carter Jones to replace him. He was 11 for 16, 121, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Head coach Jeff Choate won't name a starter. Coate won't name a starter, but San Diego State expects Jones to start. Coate said multiple guys are going to play. Sean Lewis said Jones has playmaking ability, will be ready for both. Top playmakers for the Nevada Wolfpack, Marcus Bellin, 15 receptions for 193 and a touchdown. Jordan Brown, 13 for 164. Jack Carpenter, 13 for 113. Purdy also leads the team in rushing, so that's an interesting factor. Caleb Ramsor and Herschel Turner share carries. They both are about even in terms of rushing yards this season. Overall, the defense is middle of the pack for the Wolfpack. 82nd in scoring defense, 74th in yards allowed. They have 13 sacks on the year. Dylan LaBarbera has 3.5 sacks, 42 tackles, and 10 for loss. Edge rusher Jonathan Maldonado's got 3.5 sacks, and they lead the charge defensively for the Wolfpack. In the secondary, Edward Rambo, 6 pass breakups. And E.J. Smith, the linebacker, has 2 picks. Special teams rise. Joe McFadden, the kicker, is 9 for 12 on field goals. He has a long of 45. Bailey Etridge averaging 43.7 yards on the punt. He's got 10 points inside the 20. And that's your scouting report on the Nevada Wolfpack. Frank, This game in particular is interesting to me because of the X factor that is Carter Jones. Carter Jones replacing Chuba Purdy. That's a different change that they have to prepare for. I think that puts Nevada in a little bit better of a sense, and I think they're better than the 1-4 record that they have if they can limit the turnovers. But as of right now, it sounds like under Coach Coat that they've not been able to do that in their existence with Coach Coat at the helm of Nevada. San Diego State needs to create turnovers and not let Jones get comfortable in Reno, and I think San Diego State should be able to cover the spread.
I mean, I handled them pretty well with Middle Tennessee in College Football 26. I don't know. That was in Reno as well. So
we'll let the Aztecs know what the game plan was then.
I'll give them my game plan.
Yeah.
No, I think this is it is certainly something different that they have to prepare for. We heard Trey White on Wednesday allude to that they know they're not getting their normal starter. They're going to be getting a guy who's going to be giving them a different look. Some different options that they have on offense and different things that they could do. But I think this should be, for what the Aztecs have done, as I said yesterday while we were making our picks, this is not a team that has just been beating teams. Aside from the Northern Illinois game, this is a team that has been manhandling teams. They've put up 40 points in all, 30 plus points in all their wins, 40 plus in two of the four. Their defense has been incredible this year. To hold Cal to nothing, to hold Colorado State to 24. I mean, those are big defensive games for them as well. This is a game, first Mountain West Conference game of the year. This is going to be a test for San Diego State to show that, yeah, the non-conference games were not a fluke. We are here. We are going for the last Mountain West championship we have a chance to get. And I think they're going to have to put their best foot forward, and I think that they are going to do that.
I think so too. Now, here's the deal. I mean, you said aside from the Northern Illinois game, what about the Washington State game? I mean, the two games they played on the road have been a lot different than the games that they played at home.
I was talking about just the wins.
I know, but still, the team has dominated teams at home. They have not played well on the road.
No, they have not.
The defense played well against Northern Illinois. I mean, you can't just because the game was 6-3 doesn't mean that the defense played outstanding against Northern Illinois. But the offense on the road has been very, very bad, which is interesting because, like, teams that can usually run the football do well on the road. Teams that can run the ball and stop the run. San Diego State has proven they can run the football. But what happened to them against Washington State, they got away from the run when Lucky Sutton is averaging 5 yards a pop, and they got other backs that can also get the job done, like Byron Cardwell, like Christian Washington, they have to run the football and establish the run early. Lucky Sutton is second in the Mountain West in rushing with 450 yards. Feed Lucky. And you got change of pace backs. I mean, you got Lucky, who's more of a bruiser, right? He's a big back, but also has breakaway speed. Byron Caldwell, you can use in multiple aspects. I mean, he's kind of a tweener running back in terms of, like, he can run the rock between the tackles, but he also has good elusive speed. And then you have Christian Washington, kind of a scat back. I mean, you got a three-headed monster back there. Run the football.
Absolutely. 100%. And for that Washington State game, if they go on, and if they exceed expectations, if they win the Mountain West this year, they are going to look back on that Washington State game as the punch in the mouth that they absolutely needed to get this season going, because they have looked like a completely different team ever since that Washington State game. They have to be able to control the pace of this game early. They need to be able to control how this game is played, because if they get caught in a position to where they're relying on Jaden Denegal to get them huge yards through the air, and we've seen that they've really, his favorite target was Bostic earlier this year. That has kind of gone by the wayside, because now you've had Jordan Napier, who had never had a 100-yard game in his career. Now he's got three, actually, 100-yard games this season. I don't think with the limited amount of targets that Dennegal has, that they can afford to let this slip to where they fall behind and are left in a position where they're chasing. Because when you're chasing, you get away from the running game, which is what the bread and butter of this San Diego State team is. They have to be able to control what is going on. They have to be able to control this game, and that starts with establishing the run early and that defense making big stops early in the game.
Like you said, the most attempts out of all the players in the Mountain West, 88 attempts on the ground, 450 yards. He's averaging 5.1 yards a carry, averaging almost 100 yards a game at 90 yards a game, and his long is the shortest out of all of them in the group with 17. I mean, he's pounding the football. 5 touchdowns for Sutton this year. If they continue to feed Lucky Sutton, the good things are going to happen for the San Diego State Aztecs. Hang on to the football and give it to Lucky. And then when you got to give Lucky a break, it's Byron Cardwell, it's Christian Washington. Don't force plays against Nevada. Don't let him be in the game when you're on the road, and San Diego State should be able to cover the 7.5-point spread against the Wolfpack and improve to 2-0 in the Mountain West. That will be at 7:30 on Saturday on CBS Sports Network. We'll talk about the results of that on Monday. When we come back, what else is going on in college football? The biggest games in college football when we come back that impact the college football playoff race on San Diego Summer Sports Station 97.3.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We have some news that is Padres related, Frank.
Yeah, not great news. I'll say that.
Well, not for somebody's bank account. And
from Major League Baseball, San Diego Padres infielder Jose Iglesias has received a 1-game suspension and an undisclosed fine for his unprofessional conduct towards Major League umpires as they exited the playing field following Game 3 of the National League's Wild Card Series at Wrigley Field on October 2nd. Pending an appeal, The suspension of Iglesias will be scheduled to begin on his first day as an active player on a major league roster during the 2026 regular season. If Iglesias elects to appeal, then the discipline issued to him will be held on abeyance until that process is complete. In addition, Padres infielder Xander Bogaerts has received an undisclosed fine for his conduct towards umpires during the following Game 3.
Go Aztecs has a good question. What about the unprofessional conduct of the umpires yelling back?
I read you literally the entire article.
Yeah. What about the umpires? No.
They didn't mention the umpires.
Oh, because they're protected all the time.
Yeah.
And they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're never held accountable as much as we like to pretend that they do. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. No disciplinary action for the umpires.
Nope.
Like, oh, yeah, they're also lousy. They're going to be suspended from these particular games. No, it's just, this is why fans don't like umpires. They do it to themselves.
Yep.
They do it to themselves. I can't give them the benefit of the doubt if they protect them all the time from the benefit of the doubt. Remember when baseball got super upset when they like didn't have Terry? Remember like that whole deal?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is in the jackpot, Terry. Like that? That made me stick up for umpires. Like, okay, that's how the conversations go. And then Major League Baseball, we have to get rid of these umpires being mic'd up. It's give me a break, dude. I'd actually probably feel for the umpires more if I knew what they were talking about.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
Yeah, funny how that works. They're just so secretive about it all the time. It makes me not like them. Like at all. There needs to be some type of punishment for both. I thought both parties looked very unprofessional.
Yes.
I mean, the home plate umpire started to jaw a little bit, and then Bogaerts got in his face, and then he ran away. Like, not protected anymore.
Oh, no, it's the consequences of my actions.
Yeah, God forbid the umpires ever have consequences. I'm so tired of hearing from it. Well, you know, they go through a very difficult review process. Give me a break, dude. Give me a break.
This is where we need Mike Winters on the line. Maybe
I know.
Maybe that's a Monday or Tuesday thing.
Seriously. I love the NHL refs. I agree, Augie.
I would see.
On the mic, they're saying, you about to shut the. You shut the. I'd rather have that. I'd appreciate it more.
See, this is where I would love to say the line of, I'm blind, I'm plump, I want to be an ump, but I know an ump, and he's not blind, nor is he plump, and he's actually a really nice guy. So
I like Mike Winters. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. But I will not...
I'm not going to say that, though.
Anyway. You should be able to hear the replay booth.
We should, yes.
I think you should be able to hear it. They do it in the XFL. I haven't yet seen it in the Big 12. Go Aztecs is saying they're letting us hear it in the replay booth now in the Big 12. I can't wait for that either, because
yes,
they screw that up all the time.
That is fantastic.
It is fantastic. I want to know, why do you have to be sneaky about it? Where's the transparency?
Guys, we don't know what we're doing.
I can't really... you know what? When the XFL had that...
Premier League has
in
it.
In the spring. Right? I mean, something like the Big 12 is showing images. I don't know if they've had the audio on yet. At least they didn't have it for the TCU game that I watched. But when they had the audio and I was watching the clip and I was like, oh, no wonder they're saying it's this. They don't see it. This is what they're seeing. This is the explanation we're getting. Why not have the transparency? I would probably give them the benefit of the doubt more often.
Yes.
Instead of going, what in the world are they looking at?
It's not because we're nosy. It's because we want to know why they came to the conclusion they came to.
Yeah. Don't be sneaky about
it. Works.
Don't be sneaky about it. And then in baseball, too, they finally started getting them to say like something instead of just like do a hand signal. That doesn't tell me anything. In basketball, now they have to go to a little microphone and explain it to everybody in the arena and explain it to people on television.
As should be standard. That should be industry standard.
Mm-hmm. 100%. 100%. That's what needs to be the case. I'm glad that some college... And notice it's the ACC and the Big 12 that are doing, not the big conferences. Yeah, the ones that want to be like relevant. All the sports that want to like get a little bit more of relevancy... Because they're not the big dog, like spring football, Big 12, ACC, you know, some of these other sports like rugby and stuff like that. They're doing it to try to become, get some relevancy. Now, the big organizations and leagues that don't have to do it aren't going to do it.
Speaking of being transparent and relevant, are we doing, are we getting surprised by a midday sports today, or are we going to actually legitimately...
We got high school football to talk about. We got the NFL whip around to talk about. We got college football to talk about. We got Drake Hills coming on the show. We got a lot of stuff we got to get to still.
Are we getting surprised, or are we just are we punting on the midday sports standoff?
I would punt on it.
The way we're punting on a Manny Machado prime year.
Yes.
Okay, so we are punting. Please do not surprise us today with the midday sports standoff.
But next week, if you take me down to sports trivia, you would be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Danny in Encinitas? Where's Danny calling from earlier today? Tell you he knows the Ass Man or something?
Oh.
He's related to the Ass Man? What was that about?
So
since we're talking,
yeah, we were talking about
Ass Man.
Yeah, we were talking about Seinfeld, and of course the Ass Man license plate came up, and he called in. I forget. Oh, what was his name? Yeah, there was a guy who has already claimed the Ass Man name, and he has done it in the best way possible. Danny was related to this gentleman, and somehow the phone was breaking up, so we didn't quite hear it. He's a former Toronto Maple Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Name is F.J. Selke. And I'm looking at a picture right now. Etched forever in the Stanley Cup trophy as a member of the 1944-1945 Toronto Maple Leafs, F.J. Selke, parentheses, Ass Man.
It's true.
I think F.J. Selke wins any claim to that word, that name, because it's engraved in the Stanley Cup, and I don't think anyone is going to top that.
He's got an award named after him, too.
He does, yeah, the Selke Award, yep.
Sometimes the road less traveled is less traveled for a reason. You double-dipped the chip. You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and then you put it back into the dip. It's like you put your whole mouth in the thing.
Now, here we go. Here's another one for our
shrinkage.
No, not that.
Shrinkage on the sausage casing for New York Mike?
We
got him.
We haven't done our lunchtime hour bite down in a while.
True.
Is it double dipping if you flip the chip?
Yes, apparently it is.
I understand biting the chip.
You don't want
and
to do
putting
that,
the
though.
Same bit in the chip.
Dip
that's
and end it.
That's wrong.
I think if you're with your
that's
family,
just
it's, I think
up.
If you're with your family, it's okay. I wouldn't do that with other people.
Correct. But if you flip the chip to where you're holding the end of the chip you bit and dipping the clean end into it, is that double dipping?
I think that's for the. I think you could do that with amongst family members.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that on a date, Frank.
No, I wouldn't either.
It's like putting your whole mouth in the
I'm just asking. I'm asking questions here. Because that's what we do on this show. We ask questions.
Full chip bite every time.
I mean, I'm a recovering fat guy. I don't know any other way to eat a chip other than a full bite. But
now, here's one that a Seinfeld thing popped up in my head when I was driving back, when I was taking the rental car shuttle back to the airport in Oakland. There was a family from San Diego who actually lives in Point Loma. The kid was wearing a little Point Loma Nazarene shirt. And they're like, are you going back to San Diego? No, we just got here to San Francisco. Well, then why are you going back to the airport? She was like, they're out of rental cars. They didn't have any rental cars for a reservation. I immediately thought about the Seinfeld thing of
the taking of the reservation is not the problem. It's the holding.
The holding of the
of reservation. The
reservation. I made the reservation.
What's the point of making the reservation if you can't hold it?
Hold the reservation. They love to do that at rental car companies, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Or you're like, I reserved this type of car. When have you ever reserved the car at a rental car company and actually got said car that you reserved? What's the point of the reservation? I love that bit by
that's
Jerry
why,
Seinfeld.
I that's love why that if you're going to visit somewhere where you have family that can pick you up or can lend you a car.
Because everybody, there's not a lot of people that show up to rental cars like, I just need a rental car. Most people that need a rental car when they fly to a place make a reservation for the rental car.
What is
Jake Waters in the chat. I was in Houston and they were out of rental cars and I had to drive to Austin. That is not close. What a nightmare.
It was 2 weeks ago. Oh, God.
What's the point of the reservation? What's the point of the reservation?
I don't know. What's the point of having lights if they're just going to shut off because of no motion sense?
I like that. I know what a reservation is, sir. I don't think you do. That
well,
bit is so funny on Seinfeld. So funny.
How did you drive to Austin?
Yeah, how did you...
How did you get to Austin?
I hope he took a Greyhound. That makes that story more miserable, Jake. He Ubered to Austin? That's an expensive car. Hopefully the rental car company paid for it. Clay
request,
asking the real questions.
Request from State Farm, Jake.
Dexter in Spring Valley when we come back. College football as well. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.